Well, the only benefit was that I realized I never want to do ketamine again.
That's huge. That's great.
What it worked.
That's big for somebody who's done a ton of ketamine.
Yeah. I love ketamine.
I got to go to sandwich therapy.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. And you know what happened if you're watching the screen. Louis fucked up and Chloe bought the network. See you, Lou. We have a great show today, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun. To my right, my esteemed co-host, Chloe LeBron.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. I murdered him.
Yes, good. Wonderful. Louis will be back on Friday. Guy, I have two great guests today. From the Out for Smokes podcast, we got Scott Chaplin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hi.
And from Here's a Scenario, we got Mike Cannon.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Good. I like the dynamic of you two. You fit well in a frame together.
Thank you. Yeah. That's how tiny you are?
It's like Ace Ventura and Roger Pedactor.
Usually I'm called pedo actor.
Yeah, no. Spindle and Einhorn over here.
Let's have a fucking blast of a day. Let's get plugs out of the way right away. Scott, what do you want people to check out, baby?
Oh, check out my podcast, Out for Smokes, with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. Also, I have another podcast called Wrestle Roast with Dan St. Germain, Mike Lawrence, and former writer of WWE, Robert Karpeliss. Check them out.
And it's extremely fucking funny. If you like wrestling, please check out Wrestle Roast.
Damn right.
Cannon?
Here's a Scenario podcast with me, Feeney, and Sagalo. I'll be at Comics Mohegan Sun third week of August. Come to that. And then the three of us together, me, Feeney, Sags, are doing half stand-up, half pod at the Algonquin Arts Theater in Manasquan, New Jersey. That's in September. And I have a series called Old Man Basketball on YouTube where I've joined a far too competitive basketball league for my age. And it's gone poorly. But check it out. It's on YouTube and it's fun.
Fantastic, Chloe.
I'll be fighting Tim Butterly at Skankfest. You can check out my dates on LouisJGomez.com.
No. GomezComedy.com.
Oh, fuck, okay.
Would you scrap at Skankfest?
Yeah, I'm scrappy. I go for the ankles. I bite.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So no gloves.
No gloves.
Just mouth guards.
Yeah, just hand to mouth. same way I live my life. I'll be headlining Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego on... I should know this, August 17th, and then I'm in Chandler, Arizona, September, and then, you know, just go to my, I don't have a website, actually, just go to my Instagram, and just look at it, Chloe LeBranch.
Fantastic, guys, I got some dates coming up. I'll be in Portland, Maine at the Portland, Maine Comedy Festival on Saturday the 26th. After that, Louis and I are going to be at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas on September 1st and 2nd. Then we're doing a live real-ass podcast at the Sunset Strip Comedy Club that Sunday. And then I got Side Splitters in Tampa coming up as well on September the 8th and 10th. I'm doing all the late shows. They're going to have a clean comic on the early show and me on the late shows. It is the ideal setup.
Yeah.
And then Louis...
You're going to cry. You've been there before.
Never.
Right? Oh, no shit.
I'm really excited.
Dude, this is built for you. This is like Bubba the Love Sponge's long-awaited return.
I'm very excited.
So good.
I'm real excited to be the Florida trash I've meant to be. And then Louis is out on the road with the Legion of Skanks, if you can bring that up. Yep. August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And that's going to be in New Hampshire, and then Boston, and then... Connecticut. Those are live Legion of Skanks yonder bag, so no phones, because it will be the most offensive live show on earth. He's also making up his Zanies Chicago date on the 27th and 28th of October. And we got a European tour we're going to be announcing all the dates for very soon.
Nice. Finally, the people of Boston have a safe space to yell the N-word.
Yep. That's. Oh, you want to talk about a safe space for me, Lewis, Dave, and fucking Robbie Bernstein going to Europe for a week.
Oh, my God.
You're going to Amsterdam? I'm going to hide Robbie Bernstein in Anne Frank's attic. I'm going to kill him, and I'm going to put his body in Anne Frank's attic.
I was going to say, you're all visiting the camps for the opposite reason of everyone else. You're like, this is my Graceland. Yeah.
Dave's taking notes for his campaign.
It's the best fat camp there is.
Oh, fuck. All right. Speaking of fat camp, let's talk about Lizzo. Lizzo getting sued by her backup dancers. You guys check this out?
Yeah.
Give us some details, Shannon.
So it's really silly. I mean, I think you can all assume that. But basically what a lot of the lawsuit states is that they all went out together and they went to like a naked cabaret performances or strip clubs. And then they were urged, they're saying against their will, to touch the boobs of the performer. Or there were some performers that had like bananas coming out of their vaginas and they were urged to take a bite out of the banana. So it's like these
potassium
things that they claim they didn't want to do and felt like if they said no, they would be fired.
Yeah. Where she fucked up is that she's an idiot like a lot of famous people where she thinks the people that work for her like her.
Yeah.
And she thinks that they're all friends. And she thought she was bringing pals out for like a fun naked night, but she didn't realize she's the fucking boss, and she takes her giant sausage finger catcher mitt hand and forces it onto a woman's breast. That's nuts.
Yeah, and I also think there's like a loud type of bitch who thinks like their good time is everybody's good time, and their good time is way too fucking aggressive, and they need to chill the fuck out and stop telling us, hey, take the bite of the banana out of the pussy.
Now, question, was the banana in the peel in the pussy, or did they take the banana out?
Oh,
I'm
because
thinking,
I think if it's in the peel in the pussy, then what you touched never touched stripper vagina.
Very
I'm
true.
They put it in. They put it in with the peel, and then they peeled it.
Maybe they peeled it in their mouth like they tie a cherry stem.
They opened it while the part was in. And
do you think they like spread their legs and the banana peels naturally?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it would have to be a pretty green banana, right?
Why?
Because you wouldn't want a single piece of brown on that banana.
Well, then I guess it should.
That's been my policy.
Then I guess
has
that
it always
takes...
been.
Also, you put a brown banana in a pussy, it gets all mushy.
Yeah,
you
know?
Yeah,
it's like hard to get it out.
Like trying to mash a soft dick in.
A lot of those pussies were used to brown bananas.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. You gotta thumb it in.
I mean, Lizzo's definitely used to bruised dicks.
Yeah,
that's for sure. By sheer gale force.
I mean, listen, the poor girl went out.
Shoving soft dicks in her.
The poor girl went out. Had a few too many red drinks. I'm assuming.
I can tell you a couple more of the allegations.
Please.
So one of the women said that she soiled herself during a rehearsal because she feared if she excused herself to use the bathroom, she would lose her position in the team. Another one said that it was a hostile work environment because behind the scenes, she would fat shame them if they were gaining weight.
Yeah, if they weren't?
If they were gaining weight. She
no,
would
that
would
have been hilarious. She needed to be... you gals are dipping under 200. I can't have it.
Yeah, I would guess these are her words, but something like, I'm the fattest bitch on stage.
Yeah.
Because she has to be.
Yeah, she
you
has.
You can't have like a lady fat... Because the idea is we're going to see the fattest
Lizzo,
lady.
Lizzo looks
aren't
like
her
beautiful.
Her dancers pretty chunky, though?
Yeah, they're big.
They
so
are.
So maybe she just needs to be the biggest Russian doll. Because Lizzo... Okay.
Yeah, you can't have a background dancer that's hotter than you.
Lizzo looks like
Lizzo world hot is heavy.
You ever see like an above ground pool getting closed for the winter?
Okay.
Lizzo looks like the thing under the tarp.
Yeah.
Like that's just the fucking mass shape that she is. And perhaps, yeah, I think it is like a dominant alpha dog thing of like, I have to be the absolutely most disgusting person up here.
But it's just like when you take that job to work on a Lizzo concert, like, you know it's dangerous. She's killed 3 trainers in the last few years. And they don't talk about it.
Lizzo's last stage name was Tillicum.
No, that's how long you eat her pussy for.
Dude, could you imagine while Lizzo showers, do you think she's like...
That was a picture people throwing her fish in between songs.
Her dorsal fin folds over if she's on tour for too long.
Now wave.
Why don't they have to sign NDAs?
Well, they did because her and the other background singers, they can't say how they've been destroying the rotors of private boats lately.
I think celebrities, like all celebrities, make people sign NDAs now because just hanging out with a celebrity, if you're friends with a celebrity for 2 months, you could just write a book about that and profit off of that. Suck my dick. No
but I see it from that angle, but it also is like a license to mistreat and abuse.
For sure.
It's like, you can't say shit. So you got, I'm keeping all of that under wraps. Yeah.
And I guess so, Shannon, can you look this up? It's not just the dancers, but like her coordinator, like the one of the main people just came out and was like, I'm glad these women are coming forward. This was also so it's everybody is like, this lady is a bitch.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So the person that you're talking about, I'll find her name in 1 second, but when she saw that these girls were posting about it, she shared their post and was like, yes, this is exactly what my experience was.
Right.
I also have one more allegation where it says that she was like against disabled people.
There we go.
And it said, Lizzo began hurling abuse at the group when she found out Davis, one of the people, recorded a meeting that took place on April 27th because her eye condition leaves her discombobulated. So she recorded it so she could look at it later, so she says, and then Lizzo found out about it and then fired her.
Mm. I mean, that's probably written somewhere in the contract that you can't record that, like, so
There is a that's a complex situation.
Yeah.
Probably hard to dance with an eye condition.
To
look at the moves, you know?
Yeah, you get like, dizzy quick.
You don't want a blind dancer.
Yeah, it's like doing a spin as a figure skater and not looking in one place.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I hate to be Lewis in this, but like, when you're the boss, sometimes you gotta be mean.
Yeah.
So some of this obviously is inappropriate behavior, but a lot of it sounds like she's just a strict boss.
Sure.
And like, as somebody who's been like, quote unquote, a boss on like a movie set, like in charge of the extras.
Yeah.
There's people that hate me for life because I did the bare minimum of mean that I had to be in that job.
Right.
Because you got to fire people. You got to take people out of shop.
Yeah.
There's people that like to this day, if Troma posts something about me, they'd be like, fuck him. He ruined my dream.
But this is also goes back to like billing yourself like Ellen.
Yes.
And acting like Hitler. It's like you listen, by all means, be a tough boss. I have no fucking problem with that. But if your miss being this gross is healthy and I am miss body positivity and then behind closed doors, you're like, you fat, disgusting whores to your background dancers. Then perhaps you should be put to task for that.
I just feel like she's being a boss bitch.
She's a big fat hypocrite.
You could get rid of the crit.
I just feel like if we could just, like, you know, it would just come to light that Oprah's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Everything would just come full circle.
Do you think it's pedophilia or do you think she's eating kids? Because I think it has nothing to do with sexual stuff.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's bathing in blood type shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's got that in.
Oh, was that the thing? What was the thing about the Jewish children?
Oh, I don't know. I think just, you know how people take the cold plunges and then bask in the sun after? I think Oprah does that with chilled baby's blood every morning.
What is it, the endocrines?
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I said this on the show the other day. Amazing Jonathan, before he died, was getting stem cells like illegally sent to him.
Oh, no shit.
Because they were making the two back-to-back documentaries about him, which is hilarious if you've never watched both of them. Because one's just a straight documentary, and the other's about how they were making a documentary, and Amazing Jonathan just signed a contract with another crew and took money from them both as he was dying because he's a scumbag. Nice. And then a third crew shows up. It's great.
He's a magician. He tricked them.
Yeah.
That's like the Lil Wayne documentary, The Carter. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's the fucking best. But during it, they have to explain that Lil Wayne signed off on it, was totally cool the entire way. They showed him a cut of it, and he's like, you're not putting that out. Absolutely not. I no longer sign off. And they're like, well, weirdly enough, we have your signature, so we're going to continue with it.
We have it right here. X.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, Jonathan supposedly was getting stem cell sent, and he had lost a toe, and he was just injecting stem cells, and supposedly he grew something.
Oh,
another toe.
There might be something too
cool,
wild shit that we don't know about stem cells.
Oh, Mel Gibson's father got stem cells, and like his.
And he was like 103 on death's door, looked like fucking, you know, the oldest Dracula. And then they give him this shit, and he's like, you know, whistling around like a fucking young lifeguard.
This is coming. Yeah.
Just like, hating Jews freshly.
Yeah.
Like he just got out of bed.
Like we have
getting
to know
DUIs
this.
Getting DUIs everywhere.
It's like whatever Dick Cheney, whatever kept Dick Cheney alive.
Yes.
There's got to be wild shit we don't know about.
Totally. I mean, Al Gore flies with just, you know, coolers full of blood. So who knows?
Al Gore.
There's pictures, or at least there was during my Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole days, of Al Gore getting onto a plane and inside the plane. I think it was like they fucked up and it was actually like a test plane where they were trying to figure out weight distribution. So they have like different things that they fill with water. But of course, the conspiracy theorists are like, look at these chambers of blood on Al Gore's plane. This is fucking crazy.
I brought this up the other day and they couldn't find it. During your conspiracy days, did you ever come across the picture of Obama showing off his boner on the plane?
No. Can I see it?
He's got like, he's in the Captain Morgan stance. And he's just got like a fucking rod. Fuck and he's yeah. like looking at it. And people are like, ah. And I swear that's I've seen sick. It. And then I don't know. Look oh, that. Is that it?
It's right. You can see something. Oh, here.
There's a worse yeah. picture.
Let me keep looking.
There's one that's like almost looks like a cell phone picture. And it's like sticking out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is Tom Jonesing it?
Yeah. It's a nice one.
Good for him. I mean, if you're the first black president, isn't that the whole
yeah.
point?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, how do I get my dick involved?
Yeah, yeah, that nice. Way, there we go.
Oh, wow.
Dude, his face.
He stands like that a lot. Like,
I know.
My buddy saw Tom Jones a few months ago, and he said...
Every time there's turbulence, he stands like that, yeah, so his dick gets hard.
Mr. President, we're actually, we're veering to the right. Could you please put your dick on the left side? Of the
That's how Aaliyah died. Yeah. There's too many fat dicks on the right side of the plane.
My buddy shot Tom Jones, and he said that it is ancient ladies throwing their panties. Like, it is old panties getting flung.
Oh, just fucking bats flying out of them.
My buddy brought his chick, and his chick's probably like in her late 20s. He said Tom Jones just parted the sea of old bitches to be like, and who are you?
That's awesome. Good for him.
I would go. I would do the classic Vegas show.
I heard he can still sing. He's obviously like a million, so he can't move as well as he can.
He was old when he was on fucking Roseanne.
Yeah, on Mars Attacks, he was fucking old.
Yeah.
Like but it's like long rumored. I think Dana Carvey actually talked about it on his hour, but he said it was like Tom and his Jones and it sang back up.
Yeah.
But he said his fucking pipe is down to his knee and all throughout his Vegas run would just like kind of jingle it for the ladies right up front. Fucking the best.
Dude, that fucking rules.
I know. I wish I had anything to show off like that.
I know.
Dude, I watched a Roseanne thing the other day. I'm trying to think that. No, no. Dude, we saw some dude's dick on SDR the other day. And I'm convinced if you saw my dick and his dick, you could not get a scientist to confirm those were the same species.
Dicks like yours is what the UFO case is about.
Yeah, like, dude, my dick looks like it should live on his and eat bugs off of it.
It's a little pilot fish flying under the great white.
Like, it was so fucking, it was a black gentleman. But and it was a girl on SDR talking about taking it. Dude, this thing was fucking.
He said it like he served in war. He was a black gentleman.
Oh,
God
dude,
bless him.
He was an officer.
My dad had his welding shop underneath the house I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
One of his guys working was this old Polish guy named Ray, and Ray was a fucking Korean War vet, and he told a story about he had all like black sergeants in his like whatever platoon or whatever the fuck he was in. And they went to a fucking Korean bathhouse. And he goes, so these black guys walk in with these hammers, Paulie. You got to just swing it in the wind. And all these Korean broads, they look up and they see all the Koreans with their fucking rice dicks. And they just all get up and walk over. And all the every black sergeant had three girls on each arm. Uh-huh.
Dude, that's like walking around black in China. They like surround you like you're a celebrity.
That's the one.
Oh.
That's the one.
Soldier Boy, God. Isn't it?
It's Damien Daisky.
Damien Daisky.
Wait, and what did this man do?
That was racist.
It really was. But his face does look like Soldier Boy.
His face does look like Soldier Boy.
That is, it's that what?
What about his dick?
I, you know what? I'm
I like that. Not too familiar. I like that.
He doesn't have Soulja Boy's dick.
Yeah.
Though.
Why do you know Soulja Boy's dick so well?
I was going
that
by
tattoos.
That
doesn't look anything like his face, but it does look like his dick.
All right. So I've AI'd some pictures. I've gotten an idea.
God, there's too much text on him.
Oh, dude, when AI gets to know how to guess your dick size and it's accurate, and women could just like secretly take a photo of you standing there, and they
there's
know
no
your
secret
dick
about it. They're going to do it
they
right in front of your face.
Yeah, you're right.
And say, sorry, I'm
get out of the bar.
Yeah, I'm going to get a computer.
I go, that's so funny.
I go, what?
No, you can't buy me a drink, small dick.
I drove everybody here.
I drove everybody here.
I bet you're going to be able
we'll
to
find
like,
other rides home.
I bet you there'll be a thing where you can like take a picture of your drink or do an app and see if there's a roofie in it.
They have that nail polish, right?
I don't know.
They have that nail polish. You're like, I don't know, and I would never wear it. But no, you could dip your nails. There's a nail polish where you can actually put your nails in the drink, and it turns a different color if you've been drugged.
Because then I'll be like, yes.
And it's a cheap night for me. Glub, glub, glub.
Oh, talk about a free lapse.
Don't got to worry about getting home.
Have you... This happened to me, and I was so... taken aback. I was sitting at a bar at a comedy club, and a girl sat next to me and got a drink, and we were bullshitting. I think she was like a young comic. Mm. And then she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And then she goes to the bartender, could you please take my drink? And I'm like, okay. I was like, all right, wasn't gonna, but you know.
But and now it's a challenge.
She comes back, sits down next to me again, and then has to pee again. And I'm like, lady, if you think I'm going to rape you, stop sitting down next to me.
Yeah.
It was like three times she gave the bartender her drink while she went into the bathroom. In like this hour, I was sitting at the bar waiting to go up. And I'm like, just stop sitting next. There's empty seats next to non-rapists.
Wow. You think she was undercover?
I have no idea, but it drove me fucking nuts.
She just looked at, she's like, who do I think is the most likely to rape in this bar?
Yeah, it's like, fool me once. Yeah.
And plus, it was that she just kept coming back to me. Mm-hmm. It was like, am I a rapist? Or like, am I a rapist or am I somebody you want to hang out with?
Right.
There can't be that short of a line of demarcation on those things.
It is like a slightly, I understand from a safety perspective, but it is like a slightly offensive thing to do to somebody that you continue to have like
we're the only two people there.
With.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're the only one that she could be.
Yeah, I'm the only one she's obviously afraid of.
And usually it's like bartenders that are slipping shit in people's drinks too. Like they are untrustworthy as a bunch.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I just
gang,
made it up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it
I would assume they have
they
access
call their
to the drinks.
And shit.
Yeah.
You know,
they're fucking weird.
Monsters.
Right?
Losers.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I
but
go,
yeah,
I was on the show. They go, I don't care. I go, what? I go, I was on the show. They go, so I go, okay.
Dude, I'll you ever walk into a place that like doesn't host comedy, but you think it's where your show is and you ask?
Yeah,
like, hey, I'm here for the show, and they like, they give you such a look of like, we would never, like, not on.
I
our,
get that look when
not
I'm
on our closing day would we host comedy.
I get that look when I'm on a show there,
a place that tried to do that,
or like if you're maybe this is just me because I'm an alcoholic, but you go to the bar and you're like, yeah, I'm a comic, like I get a drink, and they're like, no,
yeah, oh yeah, I hate that.
No, you don't.
Whoa, no kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's happened. Yeah. I just did the show, and they're like, okay.
We don't care.
And drinks now are like $30.
I've left a $4 Diet Coke on the bar, because like at a show I was doing. I'm like, oh, Diet Coke, and they get it. I'm like, I'm on the show, and they're like, it's $4. And I'm like, you can have it.
I was headlining DC Maniacs. Comedy Loft, and they wouldn't even give me a free drink.
How were the numbers?
No, I had the same thing in Rochester. And then where? Oh, fuck, Yonkers.
Oh, that makes sense.
I asked for a fucking beer, and the guy was like, that's gonna be $14. I'm like, are you fucking nuts? I just left it on the bar. I was like, I just performed. And I was like, and I tipped you $10 on my last drink.
Yeah.
And
really?
Zach just performed, so there's like blood pouring in his face. It's like,
ornaments dangling from
his nuts.
He's like,
I'll tip you this 50 on my forehead.
Can't you see? I was the show.
I have paid for so many things in bloody money, and they get so upset every time, but you can't not take it.
That's literally blood money.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I bought beers in the fucking hotel in Vegas with a 50 soaked in blood. And the lady screamed when I handed it to her. I went, yeah, I don't know. I got it like that. And I like always have like a bandage on my head.
I think you're not allowed to refuse like money if it's ripped or anything.
Yeah, that's true. But I wonder about blood. And
you're
like,
not allowed to.
I don't think you could come on money and hand it to somebody and be like, you can't refuse money. Like the bank.
But is that like
that's a prank? Can't refuse money.
That's a prank. Come money?
Yeah, come money.
You just jerk off on 100 and then leave it in the street?
It's just a laminated bill.
I almost picked up 100 the other day and it was fake because they film a lot of shit in Jersey City now. Mm-hmm. And it was prop money and I almost cried in the street. That's where I'm at. Well, I thought I found 100 and I was so fucking happy.
That's the fucking worst, dude, is like, it's kind of the world is turning into a large prank. Even walking through like 6th Street in Austin, everybody's got a camera. Everybody's doing man on the street. Yep. Everybody's trying to get a gotcha moment or something like that. It's like you're slaloming through a fucking nightmare.
Did you see that rapper who I guess he just broke up with his wife or whatever the
Blueface?
Fuck? And no. Yeah. No. It's Black and Blueface is his girlfriend, right?
No, that was their wedding invitation.
Delivery, guys.
But some fucking narc, some fucking wannabe CIA took his Zoom camera because this guy just broke up with his girl and walked into an apartment with some like hot chick and posted it on the internet and everyone was like, hey, look at this rapper at 3 a.m. walking into a...
Yeah, we're a fucking society of narcs.
A fucking narc
and
losers,
tattletales,
dude.
And rats. Yeah, it's just, it is like, it's all for clout. It's all for this fleeting moment of endorphin dump and all this shit. It's like none of these people that even catch those people, nobody knows who the fuck they are.
No.
Like, that video isn't going to get him a career.
You can't shout in the street anymore without someone, you know, Zoom camera catching it.
You can't even scream some slurs.
You can't even say, what the fuck? You know, scream at the skies. That's what the skies, that's part of why they're there, is to scream at them.
Well, even like Derek Rose, I just watched some video on TikTok, and it's like, Derek Rose on the block, and he's like just in Chicago.
I saw that. But having like a very serious conversation.
Serious conversation. They're like, I'm not even going to bother him. Look at what a great guy I am. As they're driving by, and D Rose is like melting down on his agent or somebody. And it's like, no, don't bother him, but by all means, put this up for the world to see.
Yeah.
This moment that he absolutely had no idea he was being filmed.
Yep.
Oh, can you think? Do you just thank God that the camera technology wasn't there for like your early 20s?
Yeah, man.
Like the shit that I would have been filmed doing.
Yeah. There's. I mean,
I have stuff that's bad, but I have stuff. I mean, I can't think of some of the stuff. And I'm like, I'm so glad there's no video of that.
There's footage of me. There's not footage because it's the camera and everything has been destroyed. But there's like so much blackout drunk footage of me from fucking Geneseo where like I'm saying God knows what after God knows what from Geneseo where I went to school.
Oh, okay.
But my friend had like the first ever mini DV like camcorder. We never even watched it because we didn't have the game gear or whatever it took to like put it even in a VCR or a digital player. So it was just there. We would watch it on the small little viewfinder. But like so many just absolutely... Nobody should ever see this on Earth.
Yeah, I just
things being
that.
Filmed.
me and my buddies made a history video, and there's definitely two of them are in blackface at some point.
Like, oh,
no doubt in my mind in history class.
He's like, I was blacked out. You're like, I'm in blackface.
I remember we had to like make his. I remember Trail of Tears. And I remember my friend crying in the woods, walking down a trail, like I think brown. I've been yelling, I have AIDS, I think. And that's somewhere. That's on a VHS somewhere.
You're like, thank God nobody will see it. But let me vividly describe it and authenticate its
fuck.
Existence.
Yeah, that happened.
Then you're like, Shannon, actually, can you
pull it up? I remember we had to like video a battle from like the Civil War. Mm-hmm. So we just wrestled on a trampoline like,
nice.
As the guys, you know, just beat the fuck out of each other.
That's fun.
Yeah, try to lighten it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to
you know, kid
stuff. After that last one, you just
popular boy stuff in high school, and they want to say it's racism, you know?
I like that one video you made as a child when you guys were all gangbanging that girl.
It was a donkey.
That one was one of my favorites. Yeah.
That is the thing, though. For kids from our generation, where it's like, how is Scott supposed to know that it's not okay to do blackface when all of his favorite wrestlers are doing blackface? It's like, how his moral compass are guiding him down the wrong path?
Well, yeah, they just let my little brother went to a private boys' school on the Upper East Side, and they just let a trans boy the first trans boy into the school. So it's going to be one kid.
Nice. Did they jump him in?
It's just going to be one girl going to an all-boys school.
We're
going to
re-update Forrest Gump.
We did joke about, that on our podcast where it's like, okay, so if you transition from female to male, then now it's technically okay to punch you in the face.
He hasn't transitioned yet. He's just a girl who identifies as a boy.
Oh, that's interesting.
And he's going to the school. It's going to be the only... It's just going to be a girl.
I'm sure there will be no complications from that setup.
Yeah, and it's like all over the papers and stuff. Like, if this kid gets bullied once, the other kid who bullies it's life's ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody bullies. I mean,
and they're going to be like in the locker room. It's like not going to go well.
Yeah.
Right.
In middle school, we had chat rooms. Did you have chat rooms when you were like 13 and shit?
We had AIM. And so, yeah.
It was only used for evil as a 12 and 13 year old.
Oh, you had like bullying rooms?
10 year olds don't know what they're doing. If they're saying, if they're being mean to like a girl who's
it's
like says she's a boy, they don't
it's
know
like
what
Tom
they're
Sawyer.
Saying.
It's like what little boys do. It's Dennis the Menace. It's the storyline of little boy.
Well, that's
what at some point ended up in a chat room.
That is kind of like that's being erased a little bit with the whole bullying thing, where people do pretend that only a select group of people are the ones being bullied. Where it's like actually being bullied is a pretty universal experience for everybody and could probably actually bring us together. Yeah. But it's like I was bullied. I have bullied.
Yeah, bullies
I've done
are
all
bullied.
Like it's
circle
I've
of life.
Been abused. I've abused. It's like it's all the same shit. But it's like
oh, I told you that already. But my brother's school.
Yeah. Look at her. She just had like a breakthrough. Yeah. She's like, "Damn, okay, yeah, wait,
damn,
maybe I shouldn't
edit
open up
that out."
Maybe I should get
and all subsequent
we already had a conversation about that.
It's all right. It was a different show. It doesn't matter. We're getting through it, baby.
She's like, "Well, my brother
it's
raised
really
me
bothering
as a child,
me,
so that's why I wear Weird Al Yankovic shirts."
Sorry, I'm shot.
That's why everything's a song parody to me because
you don't like my shirt.
Me.
I do like your shirt.
No, I love it, and I love Weird Al, and I would fucking wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Hey,
you're
just wasting
like
away
that.
In Margaritaville.
It reminded me of the beach.
No, I love it.
That's
I wish
all
like
it
that.
Did.
No, I like it a lot.
Have you been to the beach much this summer?
No, not really. But I'm going to San Diego, so.
Dude, San Diego rules, dude.
I want to go surfing when I'm there.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Okay, I want to do a thing like that.
Have you ever?
You wouldn't do a thing like that?
No, I got. I got scared
sound
legs.
Like really
you know?
Fucked up.
I got scared legs. Yes, look at this.
Okay, I get it. That was a good
Yo,
call.
Wait, but his face looks like his face.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Oh my god, dude!
That's your face, my friend.
That's crazy. You're Weird Al with a bob. That's fucking
Weird
nuts.
Al Yankaspic.
He has like a Bob Ross haircut.
Oh, fuck. If that's not the title of the episode, Sean, I will be furious. And I want it spelled out with dashes.
Yeah, put a K on the end.
Yeah, there we go.
Just to throw off the algo.
All right. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do we here at the Real Ass Podcast. So let's go to YoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, most now, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com today, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the program. Restaurant sparks outrage over Anne Frank Burger and Adolph Fries. Mm-hmm. Let's hear about it.
So it's a restaurant in Argentina, and it came to this like Jewish group of people that they were posting these like hateful things, Anne Frank Burger and the Hitler fries. They also had items named after Benito for Benito Mussolini and Genghis after Genghis Khan. We don't know why they rolled out the Holocaust themed thingamajiggies, but they said
brick ovens
because nostalgia's in.
Yeah.
They did. The Jewish organization did approach them and said it was insulting, and they said they would take it down, but they still have not.
The Anne Frank burger should have just been the burger box. You open it, it's empty.
It's stuck in the top of the box.
In a hidden compartment.
Mushed in the corner.
What are the Hitler fries, though? I don't even understand.
They say her father really wrote the receipt.
The Hitler fries are all made at one angle. Like
they are. It says they are doused in bacon and cheddar. And then the Anne Frank burger has
that. He's a vegan or vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's bacon and cheddar got
so maybe it's disrespectful to him then.
Oh yeah, they're disrespecting Hitler by even making a burger to begin with.
God, right. They are.
Imagine explaining that God's to work. Like a fucking an old Jewish person.
But is it that they're like tributing these people, or is it one of those
it's
things where like when you go to like foreign countries and they have like John Cena pizza,
right? Yeah.
Like it's just a celebrity.
Well, I get
and
a bagel
the
called the Howard Stern, which is chicken salad, bacon, and melted American. And Howard Stern is controversial. But I don't feel weird saying Howard Stern when I order it. How do you just feel like a psycho ordering the Mussolini?
Or the Hitler.
And I would guess the Mussolini has more, you know, like based on deaths and shit. I bet it's all weird and shitty.
Did Mussolini kill more
the
people?
The pickles.
Than
so there's something
did.
Chewy
no
about a pickle. I don't even like that there's
Stalin
pickles on
was
it.
Like unmatched, like crazy in the millions. Is that true?
I think so, yeah.
Who's Stalin?
Yeah. I just say things, and then I hope my memory's right.
I might have been thinking of Stalin and not Mussolini.
No, I think it was Stalin. Stalin was the worst.
Stalin is the millions upon millions that, like, deaths that, like, are exponentially more than the Holocaust. I think Mussolini is less, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, so
Mussolini got a nice name.
Let's see the death toll.
I agree.
Mussolini, he's responsible for the deaths of about a million human beings.
What a pussy.
Hold on, sorry, this didn't give me the right. Oh, and then Stalin is between 11 and 12 million.
Mm. So there we go.
And fucking Hitler, they say 6 million. Right?
So Stalin's really the Lisa of the Simpsons dynamic, the real overachiever.
Most a little amount of people.
Yeah. I want to do more food items based off of the worst people in the world. It's just very funny to me.
What's the Genghis Khan stuff? Is it so tasty it rapes your taste buds?
It says so. It's in Spanish on this menu that it shows. It says papas rusticas salsa picante. So is that just like potatoes with salsa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's I mean, Luis Gomez. You order it, and he goes, "I'll get it to you next week." Okay.
And now for the Ed Gein Brussels sprouts.
This serves in a skull.
But that would make sense. These don't make sense.
Yeah, no, but these I know what Scott's like talking about. Like, the sandwich place I order from, they're all named after like Italian celebrities.
Yeah,
and they have like 120 options.
Yeah,
that's a little different.
Yeah,
like that's like a
Dolly
tribute.
Parton, and it's like chicken breast. You know, right. There's like a little gimmick.
Or like a comedy club fucking burger.
The oh Dodger God, Field. Shoot me! Yeah. Oh, it's probably people we like know now. I
oh
check
yeah,
the menu.
The
oh, kill me!
Yeah.
Oh no,
Tim Dillon onion rings at Zany's, Chicago. Oh,
no. I'll have the Cristalia, sir. That's veal.
It comes branded.
Dude, that's the fucking that's the move. The dead comedian menu.
Yeah.
The drink menu and food menu, and it's all tragically dead comedians.
That would be fun. They should have like a strong Long Island iced tea named after Cosby. Like truly something. That
no, that
isn't
used
illegal.
To be on the menu, but it's since been canceled.
Spanish fly, the drink. That'd be sick.
Dude, every time my mom comes to see me do comedy, she gets annihilated.
Yes.
Like, I mean, like falling over, like punching my dad in the ribs, being like, well, yeah, good kid. And every time, this is the exact conversation, I'll be like, that bartender is trying to get me drunk. And I'll be like, what did you get? And she'll go, Long Island iced teas. And I'll go, Mom, that's one of every liquor. You ordered all the liquor. She's no, they make them strong here. Every club ever, they make, no, Zachary? That guy wanted to get me drunk.
This is potent cocaine.
Yeah. Every time, dude. One time, me and my mom got, I mean, such an underrated drunk.
Mm.
Hotel bar drunk.
Oh, yeah. I love that, dude.
Hotel bar, making friends with other people at the hotel, that kind of drunk.
You feel like you're almost on a train, like by yourself with a stick and a handkerchief, and you're like meeting people as they pass through.
And my mom gave me her phone and let me open up her dating apps. And it was the best. I was just throwing pussy at dudes.
Dude, that is, and then what happens? They respond, and you just kind of go, and you.
And I'm like, you here's one for you. Dude,
so that's, fuck you. That's your dating show pitch.
And here's
then,
one for you.
Yeah, and then you go meet them.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Well, because what happened years ago? My mom did speed dating, and she had to give an email, and she like
just
doesn't have an
on
email.
Adderall on dates. Yeah.
Yeah. She fucked a guy for coke. Yeah. So, but she didn't have an email address, so she put mine.
Nice.
So just for a month, I was getting emails from random dudes like being, I've been thinking about you, Alice. And I'll be like, Mom, and I'll say his name. She'd be like, he was short. He reminded me of your Uncle Angelo. No. He's short. But we, there was something about him that wasn't right. I didn't like him. No. It was so great.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Oh. I would watch that show.
I'll be trying to get my mom laid.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck my mom with Zach and Miko.
Fuck my mom, please.
Fuck my mom, please.
That would be awesome.
Oh, dude, fuck
the
my
fuck
mother,
my
please.
Mom jokes are way better than take my wife jokes.
Yeah, fuck my mother, please.
And she's just on the mic drinking Long Island iced tea the whole show.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, fuck it. She's just in the window, like, and fucking Glenn Humplick.
Yeah. And you got to have a bartender coming in and out that she's yelling at.
Yeah.
Like, you're making these strong.
Trying to get me drunk.
Dude, that's who was the guy who wasn't Glenn? There was, like, an Indian man even further than Glenn Humplick.
Oh, yeah, there was. I can't remember.
Who was he? No one even talks about him on the Tom Green show.
Oh yeah.
There's just an Indian guy.
Oh yeah.
My buddy this produced Tom Green's album. Mm-hmm. He's got like a vinyl, and my buddy's a record company put it out, and they went to Tom Green's house, and he's like showing them shit, and he's like got his DJ shit out and stuff. And as they're leaving, he's like, you guys are like fans of the show, right? He goes, yeah. And he goes, you want to see the Slutmobile?
Fuck.
And my buddy's like, are you serious? He goes, yeah, can you come to my garage? And it was covered up, and he just takes the thing off of it. Man. And he's like, don't post pictures with it, but you can take a pic. He goes, don't post it, but you can get a picture of the Slutmobile.
That's fucking that's awesome. Yeah. That's also probably the hardest restraint a human could have, is taking a picture with that car and then not posting
it. I mean, it is one of the funniest sketches.
Unreal.
It's beautiful.
It was, I mean, whatever age we were collectively around that time, that was so groundbreakingly fucking funny.
His dad walks to the bus stop.
And then he drives.
And then he drives to the bus stop.
To embarrass him more.
Isn't it crazy that it's like, from the network that brought you Guy Court, goes Tom Green, like this irreverent, unbelievable comedy.
Fucking Undercutter's Pizza.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God. That's one of my favorite ones with the tackle box, and he just pops it open and starts sprinkling the toppings.
Yeah, the guy grabs a hammer.
He gets so fucking pissed. That's the best.
The doo-doo on the microphone, he'd put it to their faces. That's something where you go, I'd want to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the funniest shit in the world.
Do you want to see a little of the Slutmobile?
Yeah, sure. Cloud, you know what we're talking about?
No.
In the morning.
But I know it's Tom Green.
My parents really like lesbians. So to show my parents how much I love them, I've turned my parents into
I remember
more
this.
Than just a vehicle. I've turned it into the Slutmobile. Won't mom and dad be surprised?
It's just so fucking funny.
They get up to go to work. So I'm hiding inside a box right now.
Because this predates garbage. Bam fucking with his parents.
Totally,
right?
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
He made everything. Every YouTube is somehow Tom Green a little bit.
Well, Bam was just like beating his parents, like just.
He'd just go in and slap his dad.
Yeah.
It's still one of the funniest
so
things.
Funny. Wild. When his dad shitting in the dark and he just comes over and starts lighting him up. He's the fucking best.
He'd be mowing the lawn and just fall into a giant hole.
Didn't Bam also do something? This may have been Tom Green, but didn't Bam like make a statue of people fucking and put it on his parents' lawn?
I don't remember.
So it's like something
that might have been
kind of
Tom Green. That
was Tom Green also.
I feel like Tom put a lot more thought into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, I mean, Tom Green is a legit performance artist. Yeah, for he's as like lame as that sounds, but he's like
Letterman.
He puts a lot of consideration into every single bit.
This Is Not Happening is so funny.
I haven't seen it
because it's him being on Celebrity Apprentice, but he only refers to Trump as the President Donald Trump. And he got fired because he went out drinking with Dennis Rodman, and then the next day hungover had to get yelled at by the president.
That's somebody I would come back to drinking for, is Dennis Rodman.
Yeah,
I would have a night with him just to get like kind of the ins and outs of what North Korea was like and how actually big of a fan Kim Jong Il is of the '90s Bulls, like what they talked about, did, saw. Man, I'd love that.
Was it his dad that loved Hennessy or him that loved, was it?
I think it's, who's the one that, he's only visited the son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the love of the Bulls, like, was a family thing, but then whatever
there was
else.
A type of liquor that it might have been the dad, went through, like, it severely affected the availability of it.
No shit.
He bought so much of it. And I want to say it was Hennessy or something black. That he was just sipping on.
Crown Royale.
So yeah, something like you would be like, oh,
just has a
what an odd
full
choice.
Of velvet bags.
Time to drink. Did you know about how Winnie the Pooh is banned in China?
Yes. Yeah.
No, why?
Because it looks too much like him, right?
So the whatever, I don't know, is it a president? Whatever the fucking leader of China is, as a like to make fun of him. The like resistance people call him Winnie the Pooh because he looks like Winnie the Pooh.
No shit.
So now all references to Winnie the Pooh are like banned. Yeah. He's like the character because they just had that awful fucking Winnie the Pooh movie that came out, the fucking like slasher.
Yeah.
Where they just bought a Winnie the Pooh mask from a fucking horror site. Yeah. Ugh.
And that IP is just out there for people to do whatever they want.
It hit public domain.
Wow. Yeah, so we could make a Winnie the Pooh show if we wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't sing like Winnie the Pooh because that's another thing.
But in terms of one of us could dress up with a t-shirt and nothing
Same
on.
Same with like Peter Pan and shit.
Paint ourselves tan.
Yeah, and now that company is doing like a Sleeping Beauty movie, a fucking...
Oh, no kit.
So all the shit that's hitting public domain.
Good idea.
And but that movie came out and it was supposed to come out in China and then like the week of they pulled it because all references to Winnie the Pooh are like... An egregious offense.
So what was it? South Korea. I think it's South Korea and the Philippines. They banned the Barbie movie because I want to get the places right. But because there's like a world map that's drawn in crayon by a Barbie that like the lines for whatever are incorrect. And they're like, nah, fuck that. Not even take out the scene. Just don't.
Didn't they do that with like Top Gun Maverick too? Because the back like recognized Taiwan as a place.
Yes. didn't they show?
Absolutely not.
I think it's the number one movie on Netflix now. But that Jackie Chan John Cena movie.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. So it's like the number one movie on Netflix, but it got like shelved because John Cena called Taiwan a country.
That's right.
And he had to like apologize
in Mandarin, right?
Like a fucking cuck.
What a douche. Yeah,
he had to fucking apologize to the Great Republic of China for
wrestling
with
LeBron.
Yeah, he knows like what is it Mandarin? Is that the
language? Yeah.
He like knows how to speak it, and so there's a clip about like how wrestling has changed, and it's John Cena cutting a promo in Mandarin, and then it cuts to The Rock being like "Ching chao, ching cha cha," like it's like 99.
Yeah, how far we've come.
Wild,
literally, like when we were watching Raw. Kai and Tai cut off Val Venus's dick and said, we chop a UPP. They said, choppy, choppy, pee-pee.
Dude, Kai and Tai would come out and there'd be like a white guy doing the voice.
And it was Pritchard, I think.
It was in the background and they would just move their
mouth. Yeah, Kai and Tai would come out and move their mouth and the guy would go, indeed.
Fucking.
All right. Does it live? Cops tase suspect on busy freeway.
Sorry, one sec.
No problem.
Does it live or does it die?
All right, the video is a little bit long, but I do want you to see some context of it, so I'm going to start from pretty much the beginning.
Wow. How about we try it with sound?
What are they doing?
So,
okay, so I can... Hold on, let me pause it real quick. I lost my mouse. So what happened was the cops... pulled over this guy. I think that his registration had expired, something like that. And when he gets out of the car, they're like, he lied about his name. So they're like, why did you lie about your name? And he's like, I didn't. And then when the cop took a step forward, he just like booked it. And so they chased him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There he is. Oh, shit. With a car coming. Oh, with a car speeding. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, if you have to guess if it lives. Rich.
I saw this the other day.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Eight heads in a duffel bag. That guy's dead.
I think he's alive. That's why we're watching it.
I know, so I'm going to withhold. I'm going to withhold because I know the end.
I'm going to assume...
You know too much.
...lived, because if it died, I think they would have... Everybody's body cams would have been malfunctioning that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's a great point. Also, Chloe made the good point of if he's alive, he's now rich. Mm-hmm. 100%. I mean, that's like... That is gross negligence to do that on a fucking highway. That is so crazy.
This is why this show is interesting, because you invite a guest on and you go, look, you're going to have to guess if you just watched Death. You go, no, I need to know if I'm about to watch Death. They go, no, you're going to guess.
No, leave that on your soul.
It's wild.
Can we watch it again?
Yes, 100%.
Can we watch it again to confirm?
Dude, I love how the cops stayed there, too, where he's like, halt to the cars, and they're like, what? The
car's like, buddy, what's going on? Oh, no.
Dude, oh.
This sucks.
Well, dude, that is fucking... Woo.
Ah!
You hear the cops saying, shit.
If everyone has their guesses in, I can let it play a little longer.
Yeah.
He said, shit.
Can't taser a guy.
Yeah, he did.
Can you rewind a little bit so I can see that again?
He was running.
Hold on.
I mean, they did honk.
Dude, that cops.
Please.
That cop has to be like, oh.
Is he saying please? And then like, another car comes.
Were you hit? Hey, buddy, you all right? You good? Just a little taser? Oh. Dude, he looks like Lloyd Christmas falling off the jetway.
Yeah, this kid is—he's got like a nice head of hair. Earlier in the video, you can see.
Could you repeat the album?
Coming up? He looks like the My Chemical Romance guy.
Dude.
What a fucking psycho! You're cuffing him. Yeah. I didn't see this part.
This cop, he should be fucking.
Oh my! He should be hit by a car
into the sun.
Oh, you fucking idiot!
Dude, what is he fucking?
Aren't you supposed to not touch?
You're definitely not supposed to drag a gravely injured body.
It's like throw some, I mean, I guess he doesn't have his car by him, but you need those, what are those things? Those lights in the road, you know?
This is why it's bad practice to hire D students as police officers.
Fuck, man. Because
they're some of the dumbest motherfuckers
the guy
on
running
planet
across
Earth.
The street.
But
let's
they
taser
were good
him
at football.
So he becomes incapacitated.
Oh,
you have your answer, Shannon.
Damn it.
I missed it. Can you go back?
Oh, his phone's buzzing.
He goes, I missed it.
He's like,
he
picks
like
up the phone, he's
a
like,
show
are you friends with this guy?
On Netflix. Can you pause it?
I missed the bad part.
So wait, is he dead? Did he get hit by the car?
I missed the finish.
Oh, now he's running his pockets? That's
it's
good.
It's awful.
He's going to figure out where to put the crack.
I missed when we looked at his face.
Yeah, which hidden pocket? Dude. Hey, did you get hit? Or is that?
He looks a little dead.
Is that just regular face blood?
So get a little something on your face.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that, dude.
Were you eating a ketchup smoothie?
It's like he's about...
Oh, no, he's a vampire.
Why is this...
he looks like he's at Yonkers about to ask for a free
Why
drink.
Why does he continue to touch him? Oh, that's not even blood. It's actually his headphones.
Yeah, I thought it was blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, yeah, keep pushing on the a man's chest who just had his chest crushed.
I know what they've taught in CPR
it's just
is
all
to make
sharp
sure
bones
Why
going
did he
into
have
his
to
heart.
Hang
yeah,
him?
Make sure his hands are behind his back so he also feels the fucking
He's treating him like he just drowned.
Stay alive. Stay alive.
That's what they teach you.
That's it. It's just a whole bunch more of this.
All right, so
it's just a whole bunch more of futilely trying to wake
so
him
Scott,
up.
What happened?
The man died.
Oh.
Yeah, and
Holy
now
shit.
they're trying to sue the.
So
cops
now his family's rich.
They're trying,
but he's dead. Yeah.
Imagine that's unsuccessful.
I know.
Now I'm
I
sad
know.
For the rest
yeah,
of the episode.
Dead,
Are you?
Yeah.
He's a young guy. He's like 20-something, 27, 28.
Why was he running? Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, he gave them the wrong ID. And then they were like, why'd you give us a fake ID? And he's like, huh? And then ran.
But they searched his car after and supposedly it found a whole bunch of drugs in his car.
But what is a whole bunch of drugs, you know? Like, I got a
bunch of drugs.
I got drugs in my car.
I got a bunch of drugs. You know?
Is it a whole bunch of drugs?
I have a whole bunch of drugs, dude. If I were to be found dead right now, they would explain. They would describe my bag by saying there's a whole bunch of drugs.
What else would you like to admit to today?
It's just
really incriminating.
He had mushrooms, weed, edibles, a whole bunch of drugs.
You reread stories now that like. We've been disillusioned about the whole weed thing.
Yeah.
And you go, that's fucking crazy. People are being like, you know,
yeah.
Even touched for having weed on them is absurd. You know,
I mean, that, here, let's be very clear. Poor decision on that man's run away.
Like, when you run away from the cops, you are putting yourself in danger, you're putting the cop in danger, and you're putting everyone around you in danger.
Yes, because everything becomes about you. All of a sudden, cars are coming out of nowhere. It's bad.
And that guy is just not equipped to make game time decisions.
What about the hit and run?
Do you think that guy, interesting.
That is interesting. He should have pulled over. I wonder if the cop tries to get them on a hit and run. I bet you you're right. I hope he pulled over.
That was another kid that was like, fuck.
Right.
Technically, that was a run and hit.
He did. And as Zach pointed out, he did beep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that driver's fault at all. But the fact that he drove away and
did he? I thought he kind of pulled. I think he pulled over.
Oh, if he pulled over, then great.
Yeah. There's no way you just dunk something.
No, because I know a girl who was driving and an old lady slid down a snow patch and she ran her over and she didn't get any jail time because the lady slid down a snow patch. Yeah. And that's kind of like sliding down a snow patch.
So what, was it just deemed hilarious?
This crime was deemed silly by the county.
The Marx Brothers declare.
No, there's no way that that's that guy's fault, the driver's fault, or anybody.
Did your friend start calling her reindeer?
Oh, damn, man. Yeah, what kind of drugs does it say?
It just says they found drugs in the car after. Mm. It doesn't say how much.
That could be weed and Adderall.
Yeah.
Real things.
Nothing.
I mean, he did run, though. And where was this?
So he might have been on Adderall.
It's like literally, it's like the final moments of the Super Bowl. Oh, this is like the stress this cop is dealing with.
So wait, Colorado?
And he pulled the wrong thing.
Yeah, he fucked up.
You're supposed to go, oh wait, we're in a road. I can't make a guy incapacitated. And he wasn't thinking, obviously. No. But now he has to be in trouble because your job is to think, dog. Wait,
I am not here to say I would have made a better decision.
Exercise that brain more.
I'm saying that he should have.
That's your job as a cop. Did the tase hit him when he was in the middle of the road or did he keep running?
Right before he collapsed.
He what?
Right before he collapsed, they shocked him and he collapsed.
Oh, yeah. They hit him with a taser, so he fell to the ground.
Yeah. But he was already running into the road by the time he deployed.
But it seems very obvious that he would have made it across if he wasn't tasered.
Yeah.
And he obviously thought that as he's running, then you get tasered and
that
now
was his best chance to catch
head gets
him.
Crushed.
Do you want
to
see it from the beginning? There's like 40 seconds that I didn't show you guys.
Why not?
Oh.
So while we're...
Look at his hair. Chloe, 1 to 10. Ready?
Oh, fuck.
Because tonight will be the night I want you.
When I was a young boy. Look at this dude.
Oh, man.
He's adorable.
He's on his way to a Good Charlotte concert.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, man. It's like a Dylan.
This is a Dylan.
What an idiot. Okay, so now I'm going to.
He is like a Dylan. You're right.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Shannon just said this is Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado to me would not mean that there was weed in the car.
Sure.
That means that
unless
that
he's driving
count.
Near state lines.
Okay.
Because that's a thing. So Colorado, I don't know if it's still an issue, but initially when they recreationalized weed, people were going into Colorado and then shipping it out and selling it out. So there was a lot of actual federal shit happening by just crossing state lines.
Well, also, can't you just say there's drugs in the car because it is drugs, just like, you know.
Didn't they make
hard drugs legal
in like Oregon or something? There's a state.
They
I believe it's Oregon.
I think it is.
We're like
Oregon.
Mushrooms.
They decriminalized.
Everything. Thank you.
Yeah, and they Hamsterdammed Oregon.
There was also where in Canada was the store that was just openly selling like hard drugs.
Where
in Canada somewhere there was a store and the guy was openly selling like Molly and Coke.
Sick.
And then he OD'd.
Oh, no. That's like the fucking idiot that. So before they made weed legal, you know that van that drives around New York City that has all the pictures of weed, and they're like weed lollipops, and it's not. It's like fake. It's shitty tasting cherry. So that guy got pulled over, the owner of that van, and he got pulled over and busted for mushrooms, Molly, and coke. So he had every Schedule One narcotic on him besides the one painted on his fucking van.
When I lived
was
in
he
Brooklyn,
selling or was he just
he was just doing
it. Oh, okay.
Just
oh
doing gosh, personal use
knucklehead
yeah
knucklehead. When I lived in Brooklyn at like 2 a.m. an ice cream truck would start whatever, and I'm like, that's so weird. And then maybe like a year and a half later, it was in the paper that this guy would drive around selling drugs and hit the fucking ice cream truck music.
Sick.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's pretty gnarly, dude. Yeah, that's good service.
Dude, you just come out at 2 a.m. and buy your drugs because the ice cream truck rolled through?
Hi, can I get a snow cone?
That's heaven, man.
Yeah.
Those hipsters were onto something.
Yeah, that's sick.
Damn.
Yeah, Shannon, did you find the store I was talking about?
Yeah, it was downtown Vancouver. This is the guy.
Oof.
That looks like a good...
Looks like
but he died, right?
Yeah, he died of an overdose.
Like a freak on a leash, this dude.
What did he do?
He was openly selling cocaine and Molly, and then
OD'd.
He OD'd, yeah.
Damn.
It said that he was one of the first stores that tested the drugs for purity for like fentanyl and stuff like that.
So he just took. He just did the old fashioned way and did too many.
Yeah. You guys worry at all because you know that it's like slowly they're gonna make mushrooms legal and stuff.
They sell them in every bodega in New York City right now.
They're bad,
but,
though.
Yeah, they're
chocolate
not
bars?
I think they're horrible. They make my tummy hurt.
No kidding. I mean, mushrooms in general.
You got to eat more on
the mushroom chocolates. I eat them, and then I feel like weird for 1 second, and then my tummy hurts.
You got to smoke weed with it.
Yeah.
That's what curbs the nausea.
There's like a dealer, this guy who sells like actual caps and stems.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the only thing I like.
Tastes like fucking...
Don't you worry, though, because it is such like an eye-opening and nice experience that once the government starts selling it, they're going to be like, yeah, this is the mushrooms you get. And then
of course.
They're going to be able to manipulate the eye-opening experience.
You'll be able to meet God's secretary.
Yeah, exactly.
God,
yeah.
Directly.
It's not God. It's government presents God.
The whole reason
is this dickhead, dude.
It's Tyler Perry.
Yeah, it's fucking Charlie Sheen. You go, what? Charlie
I think
Sheen?
Part of the reason mushrooms are even illegal, it was the same as weed, is because they can't really control you being able to grow them yourself.
Yeah, but weed is not a psychedelic experience.
Yes, like, but weed is classified
edibles
as a psychedelic.
Word?
Yeah.
I trip on edibles.
Or a hallucinogen, I'm sorry.
The first time I had an edible, it was Khalees I was with, she became a giant for a little bit.
Oh.
And then a little tiny person. Yeah.
Wow.
That was her daughter. Scott, you were very confused. You're very confused.
Much
and you,
taller
you need
person.
To make an apology now.
Giant Yamanika was staying with her at the time.
You know what? I did ketamine therapy, and I've done a ton of recreational ketamine. And then in ketamine therapy, the ketamine they use is so pure that it fucked me up. Like, I've done a lot of ketamine, but when I did ketamine therapy,
a good way?
Lots of crying?
No, I went into the worst K-hole.
Oh.
And I actually don't know if I'm okay right now.
They K-hole you in ketamine therapy? Isn't that supposed to be like the knot thing that they're doing?
Well, I told them, I was like, I've done a lot of ketamine.
Oh, so they ratcheted you up.
Fucking hit me up and they shoot it in with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
They inject you and within like a minute I was like fucking tripping.
Didn't they tell you to stop texting?
Ketamine.
What?
Didn't they have to tell you to stop texting?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But it was like so pure. It was
crazy.
How many
times have you done that?
I did it like three times.
Because
I kept going back thinking I would be stronger.
Sure.
Well, the only benefit was that I realized I never want to do ketamine again.
That's huge. That's great.
What it worked.
That's big for somebody who's done a ton of ketamine.
Yeah. I love ketamine.
I got to go to sandwich therapy.
You've done ayahuasca yet?
Yeah, I've done DMT. I haven't done like the ayahuasca.
Oh, did you like it?
I did, yeah. I mean, it's very fast in terms of like even the tempo of it. Like it's almost too fast. Like, it shot me through and up and down and I was able to perceive things. But over time, you kind of gain understanding of it. But then you also editorialize the experience with your memory of it. So you don't even know what really was the benefit. I just came out of it being like, I could jump over a speeding Ferrari right now.
Yeah.
Like, I could do the Kobe Bryant commercial right now.
Why I brought that up is because don't you think if the government takes over mushrooms, they'll make them more pure?
No.
No.
If they made ketamine more pure, the doctors made that more pure.
No, they're killing us with every piece of food they get a hold of, you know?
I think it's hard to probably I don't know. I don't know what they would do. I don't have faith in the government that they would make anything better that I've already experienced and has bettered my life.
Yeah, they're
so I don't think they're going to make mushrooms plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pieces.
Shit. Well, mushrooms are already
don't
poison.
Trust the government when it comes to drugs.
Dude, I'm so good.
No,
my trick's going.
They're pretty good at pills.
On a week long, my trick's
they are.
Going on a week long trip. I have two fucking mushroom gummies in the fridge that Excellent. Are called Red Death.
Ooh.
And
Ooh.
The Mario movie comes on Peacock.
Yeah.
I am fucking ready. I'm going to fucking eat those gummies and go, here we go.
That movie also is the perfect movie to watch.
I'm saving it for this.
It's visually stunning. Yeah, you like can't believe it.
You're
going to
think
so
you're
cool.
with your girlfriend. She'd be like, no, it's a me, a Mario.
I'm not your princess.
Before your girl leaves, have her paint a turtle shell on your back because you won't be able to do it alone.
Thank you. Yeah.
No. Oh, when you're like swimming, where are you going?
No, she's going on a trip.
you're gonna go, so this is Bowser. Yeah.
You hop on your cat's head thinking it's a mushroom.
Oh my god, he kills the cat. He kills the white cat. He thought it was a cloud.
Oh yeah, you're just like, did it live or did it die alone?
I'm gonna have so much fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great time.
It's gonna be a great day in the Amico household.
I'm jealous. My wife and my son went to Chicago this past weekend, and I had off on Saturday, and I was planning to make it like a real like a mushroom day, like self discovery. Let's fucking have fun. And then of course I just took two spots. Like I can't even allow myself to be free. It's fucking annoying, man. There's like this thing eating inside of me that is like, no, you must structure.
There is something so weird when you get up on a Saturday at like whatever time you get up and you're like, fuck, I have a spot at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I have to have a whole day right now.
Whole day and night.
A whole day and night. Watch my wife go to bed and then I have to go entertain strangers for 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Or when you have a spot at like 7 o'clock and then your next spot's not till like 12:30.
Yep. How are you not supposed to get drunk?
Or go to the,
when I was drinking, there's like, when people would give me those spots, I'd be like, see a shit faced for the second one, dude. There's nothing I can do about it. It's on you. Sorry. You're giving me 5 hours between things to do and expecting me to fucking do something productive.
Don't you know I have a problem?
Yeah, I'm blacking out, and that last show is going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, dude, we used to go to.
Don't you put this blood on my hands.
Continental. Do you remember when me and Sam Benars and not the famous Josh Potter, my friend Josh Potter, ran Bar None?
Yes.
I used to get out of work and go to fucking Continental because I knew the bartender there. And Chloe, you're probably a little young for this. Continental was on St. Mark's and they had 5 shots.
Oh, I know Continental.
For $10.
I know Continental. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would just drop a 20.
That is a dark, dark dive bar.
And do 10 shots of Jaeger before going to host my first show of the night.
The angriest I've ever gotten at a white woman was in that bar where she was friends with my wife and we're sitting down and we're all drinking our 50 cent well shots.
Yeah.
And she like said something that was so comically Sex and the City, I almost punched her in the face where she was like, I don't like hang out above 14th Street. And I was just like, you're in a fucking dollar shot, dumb fuck bar on 8th Street. Like, what do you think your world is? Do you truly think you're Carrie Bradshaw? Do you think you're wearing Manolos right now and you're in fucking Cipriani's? No, you're in some fucking dog shit swill hole with me, you dumb whore. And then my wife has not spoken.
Give me your kiss.
Then my wife and her had some weird falling out.
The two worst white women exchanges were both of the same thing for me. I went to like this artist Thanksgiving years ago. Wayne Rita took me. And it was some fucking fancy schmancy artist that lived upstate New York. And I realized there is one phrase, a two-word phrase, that stops all white women in their tracks. You ready?
Yes.
Cheese plate. I just stood by and watched all these dippy white whores walk by and go, cheese plate? Cheese plate? It was like finding Nemo. It was like finding the barn. Cheese plate? Cheese plate? Cheese plate? Cheese plate? And the other, at that same party, I heard a girl say, and it haunts me, to me, hell on earth is an untoasted bagel.
Oh.
It's the most privileged sentence I have ever heard come out of another person.
I know these women. I used to work at a bagel shop in high school, and the bagels are fresh and they're hot to touch. And
don't
they go, can I have a butter bagel toasted?
Face?
And I go, it's very hot. you don't really need to toast it. And they go, toast it. And then so it's just, you're burning Molten. Your hands. Yeah. And they go, wear gloves. So the plastic gloves is burning into gloves. Your fucking fingers.
Take off your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm cool.
You just went to a dark place, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember just this woman, man. It burnt so bad.
What,
Scott's the original bagel boss.
Just like, I just watched that video
yesterday.
You're
not God!
That boy went wild, man.
Oh. All right, let's do one more story and get out of here. What?
Oh, yeah, he's dead? Bagel guy is dead.
He had a heart attack, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow. He died?
I believe he did.
Yep.
He was trying to do comedy.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to charge to be on podcast because he didn't understand how it worked.
That, yeah.
I think he wanted $500.
Yeah.
What's cool about a guy like him dying is at his tombstone, you could put a gnome and it looks like a statue of him. Yeah. It looks like you spent a lot of money on a statue of him.
I think the coolest death was Celino from Celino and Barnes died.
Plane?
In a plane crash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of people. It's a fun way, I guess.
Well, because he was in... Never mind.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, because he was the
injury attorney.
Injury attorney.
800-888.
Yeah, but there's no like airplane crash injury people, right? They're all dead.
I don't
know. You survive a plane crash, they like parade you around like an expert.
There was
right?
a lady. I follow this morbid
Travis
facts.
Barker.
I follow this morbid facts thing on Twitter. There was a lady that was in a plane crash, and she was like one of 60 people on the plane. She's the only one that lived. And she was buried under all the bodies of the other people.
That's kind
of
how it always happens,
for the
right?
entire, and like, so basically, she landed on other people, and then she was buried so deep in other people that like she didn't get burnt and shit.
Did you see those four
kids? And I think
kids?
It took like 8 days to find her.
This is a similar story. Those four kids, including like, I think an 11-month-old, all they were a part of this plane that crashed in the jungle. They all lived because they were under the molten smoking bodies of their like parents.
Yep.
And they lived for weeks, if not like a month or two,
in jungle.
This jungle. And then people fucking found them and the babies there too, just like binky in mouth having a good time.
40 days they lived.
40 wow. fucking days.
It was a big toe.
It's their parents' big toe.
Oh my God.
Maggie Simpsoning.
No, yeah, this morbid facts thing on Twitter I follow is fucking wild. It's got a bunch of ones like that. There's one that I love. It's this kid who went missing, and it's been called, I think, a suicide now. Mm-hmm. But basically, he went like walking in his neighborhood, and there was an abandoned house, and he was found in the chimney the wrong way.
Like head down?
Head down, naked.
Ooh.
With his clothes in the house folded.
Huh.
And no one can figure out how the fuck he got in there.
How old was he?
Little deep dive Santa Claus.
They said he was on mushrooms.
Okay.
I think.
He probably tried to fuck the chimney.
I have no idea. But they're like.
He was like pulling a fuck
the
government.
It makes no sense how he got in. And like, it looks like he was stuffed in. And they're like, yeah, probably a suicide.
Yeah, do mushrooms do that? Like, I've never had that I can fly moment.
I got close to one.
Really?
Many, many years ago, I was with a girl and we did mushroom tea. And her cat had scratched her back. And we were watching Cabin Fever, which is a movie where it's like a skin disease.
Love that movie. With the water.
And I saw her back. And to me, it looked like it was like the cut was pulsating.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, she has it. And for like 10 minutes of the movie, I'm going, I gotta kill her, then I gotta kill me. I should probably burn the house down too, right? And I went through all, and then I just went, oh, you're on mushrooms watching a film.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad we didn't go through with that.
Yep. Yep. Wow. Good on you for entertaining it, though.
Yep.
Yep. You trust your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
You walked through all the steps.
That one was mushrooms, and I think maybe King Cobra.
What's that?
That was like a Burger King special at one time.
They sell it in Argentina.
It's the number seven now, but it used to be called the King Cobra.
That was like malt liquor.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
King Cobra.
Oh, I thought you got it with the Anne Frank.
No, I remember that. That was like right next to Steel Reserve.
Yeah. Did you ever drink Evil Eye?
No.
Nobody remembered. I feel like I feel maybe I was in like a test market for it. It was a green 40.
You were the
40.
Test market. It was
CIA
for me.
Gave him all the energy drinks.
No, it was for me.
So you're like an entire test
They're like, it was
market.
A failure.
It was a green 40. It was for me. It was a 40 with neon green liquid in it.
Ooh.
And it was green apple flavored. And I remember it because it made my roommate Amit Patel throw up all over the floor.
God,
yeah, that was it.
Damn,
oh my
dude.
God.
Brother.
Nice packaging.
I would never.
That's like made for kids.
Yeah.
That I mean, it's that should just be called Zach Juice.
That for any kid that has watched Ninja Turtles, that is kryptonite. Like yeah. All I want to do is pound that and become a mutant.
Yeah, the bright colored drinks really like as an adult, liquor bright colored things. It is just for kids.
Yeah, 100%.
My wife's friend has just three little Spanish kids, mm-hmm. and they fight to the death because they want to drink the Fabuloso because it looks delicious. And they got to stop making cleaning stuff look so tasty.
That's right, they do. Yeah, why do they have a lime in there?
Yeah. All right, I think we are about good on time. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I want to thank our wonderful guests, Scott Chaplin, Mike Cannon, and my co-host, Chloe LeBranche. Lewis, we'll see you on Friday. Love you very much, buddy. And we'll see you at the end of the week here on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.